This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is again blasting the whistleblower whose complaint is behind the impeachment probe. But according to AP correspondent Sagar Magani, his accusations are groundless. Here's more.
The president's repeatedly said the whistleblower's information about his phone call with Ukraine's leader was just wrong.
The whistleblower reported a totally different statement.
He and GOP allies say the complaint was improperly filed because it was not based on firsthand knowledge. But the intelligence community's watchdog disputes that, saying federal whistleblower law does not require firsthand information. Still, the Inspector General's office says the whistleblower did have some firsthand direct knowledge of certain alleged conduct, and the GOP's claims that the person cannot offer more than secondhand information are not true. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China marked 70 years under communist rule Tuesday with a military parade, but in Hong Kong, demonstrators against Chinese rule held demonstrations that led to violent conflicts with police. Video footage indicated that one protester was shot in the chest by police firing live rounds. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In a video that went viral online, the as-yet-unnamed 18-year-old can be seen swinging a pole at a police officer before he is shot at close range. Another video shows what is believed to be the same man lying on the ground injured, while a police officer holds down another protester. One person is in hospital in a critical condition, Hong Kong's hospital authority said, while at least another 14 have been injured. The police did not respond to requests for comment, but have said they fired live rounds into the air in previous clashes.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Demonstrators are calling for more autonomy in choosing their leaders. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is urgently warning that thousands of asylum seekers on three Greek islands must be moved to the mainland to prevent the dangerously overcrowded conditions in the camps from worsening. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The surge of new sea arrivals hit a peak in September. That is when more than 10,200 asylum seekers, mostly Afghan and Syrian families, landed on the Greek islands, the highest monthly number in 3 years. The UN Refugee Agency reports this is just worse than conditions on the islands of Lesbos, Samos, and Kos, which host 30,000 asylum seekers. The asylum seekers include more than 4,400 unaccompanied children. The UNHCR is appealing to European states to accept these children and provide them with safe and decent accommodations as a matter of priority. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North Korea has agreed to resume working-level nuclear talks with the United States starting this Saturday, according to a senior North Korean diplomat quoted in state media. North Korea's vice foreign minister says Pyongyang and Washington have agreed to hold talks on October 5th and will have preliminary contact the day before. It's not clear yet where the meetings will take place. The announcement comes almost 3 months after U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. They agreed there to resume working-level talks. At least 11 Afghan police officers were killed in northern Afghanistan when the Taliban attacked police checkpoints on Monday night. That's according to the governor's spokesman. Meanwhile, intense fighting continues in another province in the north, where 30 police and armed locals, including the district governor and district police chief, have been held under siege by the Taliban for the last 2 days. That's according to the local Tolo News outlet. The attack follows Taliban threats that contributed to a historic low turnout in the country's fourth presidential election on Saturday. Iran's judiciary says it has sentenced a man to death for spying for the CIA amid rising tensions between Tehran and the United States. A judiciary spokesman said Tuesday that two other people were sentenced to 10 years in prison for the same crime. A fourth received a 10-year sentence for spying for Britain. The spokesman said the individual who received the death sentence has appealed, and that a final decision will be made by the country's appeals court. The verdicts came as tensions between the Iran and the United States continued to heighten after President Donald Trump withdrew from Iran's 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.